Down the hot, the little end of the hot bone. Is on the little end of it. The hot bone. Hot bone.
We ever had fat back?
No, it ain't from fat back. The shell's on the little bone part. Like your little fingers. They're on your hand. The little end of it.
Well, what kind of meat would you use in cooking? Maybe in with your greens or something, or peas,
well,
or beans or something like that.
If I turn in and have to cut a piece off of my shoulder, about 2 or 3 slices.
Yeah.
And put it in that pot and boil it up. You got something to eat then.
I see.
For this meat you get out of these places. This salt dry and so that's what ain't salt dry, it's froze, and it ain't hard to fit and eat.
Yeah, if you kept your meat too long, you say it's done what?
Boy.
Okay. Now, did you ever, Mr., did you ever make a dish from the cooking and grinding up the liver?
You ever make a dish?
You might ever make anything from the liver of the hog?
No more than slice it and eat it.
What'd you call that?
Slice liver.
Well, what'd you do? How'd you make it? You fry it?
Yeah, you fry it.
Did you ever take it, what, did you mix it up with anything?
No.
You just sliced it up and fried it, huh?
Fried it and fried and put your little pepper and salt over it.
Okay.
You got something good to eat then.
Now, did you ever take the meat of the hog and maybe mix it up with cornmeal? Some sort?
Well,
cornmeal or juice of the hog of the souse or something like that, and maybe fry it and then let it get cold and slice it and eat it.
No.
Okay.
Never have.
You talked about, now, did you ever eat anything that, you know, kind of a cornmeal that you just kind of mixed, you cooked it in a deep dish and it came out real soft and you spooned it out on your plate?
that's kind of like a fresh cooking squash and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's soft dish. That's squash.
You ever have spoon bread?
Yes, sir.
What's that?
That's like them squashes. See, you can put that over and make it come out in a soft dish. Or either bake it till it feel kind of a hard dish. See? Just what you like.
If you kept your butter too long, you say your butter got what?
Boy?
Got, yeah. How would you describe its condition?
Well, you can smell it. The odor.
Yeah. You say the butter got?
Done rank.
Rank?
Yes, sir. Done rank. Or either get hot and just run in. That's why we don't say no more than a gallon of milk at a time. All the stuff in the ice box. It's too much for the little ice box, and we don't put no heat in it, see?
Yeah.
Give it to the hog, let it get cool. And when it get cool, we use it, see?
Yeah, you ever hear it called stout? Ever hear something called getting stout?
Yes, sir.
What does that mean, that word?
Well, that's something running.
What?
If you don't keep that almond hammer soda sitting down in that shelf there, it'll run and begin to get stout. You can smell it.
What?
From that stuff you got in there, meat or anything.
I see.
Yeah. And we keep some box of soda open, sitting down in there, in that ice box. It'll pick up all that odor.
Now, you ever get kind of thick sour milk, you know, that you might get before you churn it?
Flavor.
What do you call that?
Flavor.
Okay, you make anything out of that?
Yeah, you done in. Shake it up. Make buttermilk out if you want all that flour.
Yeah, or you ever make anything else, any kind of cheese out of it?
No, we don't take time to make cheese.